everyone. My name is Shanna Geary. I'm an applied epidemiology fellow at the North Carolina Division of Public Health, working in injury and violence prevention. And I'm going to talk to you guys today about an automation project that we did with some of our surveillance reporting. So for this, we started using our North Carolina violent death reporting system for the automation. So I just want to give a special shout out to the entities that provide data into this system. So in our branch, we produce more than 100 fact sheets and surveillance reports each year, which can be a pretty time-consuming and cumbersome endeavor when you think of all that goes into each one. So we do analysis in SAS as well as some additional stuff in Excel. You have to create figures to present that data appropriately and then format templates and however we're going to portray this in a fact sheet or surveillance report in a print-friendly format. So to improve this process, we sought to use some automation using Excel formulas to help reduce time and reduce errors from the continual update each year. So as I mentioned, we started this with our violent death reporting system, specifically the fact sheets. We produced multiple different fact sheets, 10 for the top 10 counties that experience the highest burden of violence, as well as some topic-specific ones related to homicide or suicide or the overall burden in North Carolina. Based on the success of these, we then carried that over into our prescription drug overdose work with the surveillance reports in that area, and then linked some of this to a specific PowerPoint slide deck to update specifically for county information and health director region. So first, we created a template in Excel of how we wanted this information to be portrayed, and then we copied the data into that same workbook and further down sheets, and formulas were used to pull that into a summary sheet. These were the main formulas that we used for the automation. Concatenate was really helpful with automating the text because that was the highest burden and the most time-consuming process each year and just going through and even something as simple as the year that we're updating. And that left only a few minor changes that we have to do manually each year. And then we did create a linkage between a PowerPoint slide deck and the Excel sheet for the prescription drug overdose work. So I just want to give you an example of one of our fact sheets. This is a county-specific fact sheet for Durham. So you can see there's some figures as well as quite a bit of text that would need to be updated each year. The first block really just goes over what NCVDRS is and then what specifically is being portrayed in the fact sheet. This is a behind-the-scenes look at that, and this one's for overall violent death in North Carolina. At the bottom, the red tabs with that arrow is where we're putting all of the data, and it's organized by manner, sex, and some cross tabs so that we have a specific place for each of that information to go. And then it's fed over to the summary sheet on the right. And we have them side by side so that after the data is put in there, we can do a comparison to make sure everything is feeding in properly. And the highlighted cells are the only thing that requires manual update now. So just the year of the data that we're using and when it's being updated. Here's an example of one of the formulas. It's VLOOKUP and MAX, and it's identifying the highest percentage of suicide in the associated race. So that's scanning that O column to find the highest percentage, and then scanning over to the right to find that white is associated with that highest percentage. That's then fed into this part at the top for page one bullet, and we use concatenate as well as text to format what we're feeding, add the text that we want to describe that, and combine that with other information for other races and their associated percentage of suicide. And then that's fed directly into our template. So for the PDO surveillance report, VLOOKUP was really integral in that process because it was able to scan the counties and then find the health director region as well that goes with that. So for this, I have a little video to kind of overview what this looks like as well as show the linkage with the PowerPoint slide deck. So hopefully that'll play. Maybe. Okay, here it goes. So this is for Wilson County. That highlighted space is the only thing that needs updating. The data summary sheets on the right, similar to the VDRS fact sheets, and that is used to create those tables and figures on the left. The data is stored all at the bottom in these different tabs, similar to what I've already showed you. We have information that we run in SAS, as well as naloxone reversals and other information we get from other partners. That is being fed into that summary sheet. So now I'm going to go out of this and show you the slide deck that's associated with this. And this is, again, specific to Wilson County. And then it's organized by health director region. Wilson falls in region 7, so it has information for the county, the region, and some comparisons at the state level too. So just kind of give you an example of what these different figures look like. Now going back to do the update, so this is showing specific Wilson County in the state. it's going to go back to the Excel sheet, and I'm going to show you an example of an update. The only thing that you need to do is change the name of the county, so it'll type in Durham. Within seconds, you have all the data related to Durham County and the related health director region. So I'm going to show you the example of the update. After this, kind of just shows you what's all there. Go back in, and we're going to reopen it and choose to update links. So this is selected in the settings to update automatically, and you just have to click yes. And within seconds, again, we have all the information available in a PowerPoint slide deck for Durham County. Again, Durham's in a separate region. It's Region 5. And then the figures that are produced, here's an example of one showing you Region 5 information for drug overdose deaths and Durham County information. So it's been really great time-saving feature. So it takes now approximately 30 minutes to update each of the NCVDRS fact sheets, and that results in a great deal of time, so over 60 hours saved based on just the number of fact sheets that we produce. For the reports for a prescription drug overdose, that's been about 15 minutes to update those. And as you just saw, the slide deck takes about 30 seconds. Updating the data can take a little longer, but that only needs to be done once, and then we can, in minutes, have something for every single, all of the 100 counties in North Carolina. So in conclusion, it saves a great deal of time, but it is time intensive at the front end. So if staff isn't familiar with using Excel formulas, they have to get used to that. There's also some quality assurance that needs to go into this to make sure formulas are feeding the right information, putting it in the right place, and then combining correctly with your text. But this has allowed us to redirect time into other efforts, so other projects, as well as processing data requests to get information out to stakeholders that might not be in what we produce regularly. It also supports the dissemination of data, which is a priority for the North Carolina Violent Death Reporting System. And the slide decks have been really helpful for leadership across the state as they travel around and are able to give specific information to the counties that they're talking to about the epidemic. So I want to acknowledge that this is supported partially by the fellowship and can take any questions if there's time. Yeah, they're all available on the website. Or you can email me, and I'm happy to send it to you, too. Hi.
Hi, I was kind of curious why you guys decided to go with Excel. Are you familiar with, like, Crystal Reports or some other programs that might already kind of do this? And why did you choose Excel instead of...
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, but a lot of it is just the capacity that we have in our branch and what most people are familiar with to make this sustainable. We have some partners at UNC who really like R and mentioned that you can do all of this in R2, but we don't know how sustainable that will be over time. And I know SAS has some awesome graphics that we could probably do too, but that's some further, I know. Depends on your opinion, but there's other ways that we could do it. This was just the most sustainable for right now.
Thank you.
Yep.